And we're here with People in Your Neighborhood, and I'm joined by Doug Mortensen. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's good to see you again. Last time you were in here, we were talking about the cemetery.
Yeah, Cedar Hill.
Yep. Yeah, and something different this time.
Yeah, something definitely. A little different.
That's right. It's actually something coming up in Hayes.
Yes. Yep, we've got the what they're calling the 72nd Annual Hayes Play. And I just wanted to point something out. This is something I call the birthday fallacy. 1953 is when we started. So we had our 70th anniversary in 2023, but it was actually our 71st play. Because nobody ever picks that first year, you know. We were all born. We had a birthday when we were born, but you're 1 year old a year later.
That's
to me, that's actually two celebrations of your birth. So I just wanted to point that out, and it's a little food for thought for people just waking up this morning.
That's right. Get that brain going.
Yes, and the name of the play is Cloak and Dagger, and it's a spoof of the 1940s movie Casablanca. And so it's funny. It's one of the funnier plays I've read. I just hope it translates to funny on the stage out there. But, you know, we always do comedies out in Hayes. Like I said, this is going to be our 72nd year of doing plays out there. So we're excited about it. It's going to be April 4th, 5th, and 6th. So that is next Friday, Saturday. The Friday and Saturday performances are at 7 p.m. is when they start. And the one on Sunday is a matinee. It starts at 2 p.m.
And where is that at?
It's at the Hayes Community Hall, which is, you know, the big old building right at the top of the hill across from the old schoolhouse. And you'll see it. It's well marked as you drive into Hayes. So
I'm not from here. So Hayes is maybe how long away from here?
It's about 32 miles. Yeah, from the tip of the bridge to Hayes, so it's not that far. No, and it's a beautiful drive. It's so brown this time of year, and the good thing is, it is very dry, as everybody knows. But the funny thing is, all the dams have water in it, so it's one of those things you should make the trip out for no other reason than to go. You know, I remember back in 25, it was really dry, but all the dams had water in it. So.
And, of course, you're the director
yes.
of the play. And
yep.
I was actually reading a little bit about you. It's like you kind of got your start in acting in Hayes. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. In 1976, we did a play called Once Over Lightly, and it was locally written. Mort Hamilton and a gaggle of people from out there wrote a play, and it was basically about the history of the United States. They went back to, you know, clear back to pioneer days and all the way through space days. And so that was my start. I started playing female roles in that play. I was Pocahontas, or Pocahoho, I think is who they called me. So, yeah, it goes back that far. And then, of course, I did peer player stuff 2 years later.
But. So you played the female part?
Yes, that was one of my roles. I think I actually had three roles, but Pocahoho was the one I actually had lines in, so.
You know, they did that a lot in Beijing operas back in China.
Yeah.
The men always played the female parts.
That's exactly right, yeah. And true to that, this year we've got one female that's playing a male part this year, so, yep.
And how much are tickets for the play?
Well, tickets are an amazing $5.
Just $5.
Just $5 for coming in. And we have, you know, in our concessions, free will concessions. They, you know, everybody, it truly is a community playhouse because people make fresh popcorn there. The men and women of the community go ahead and bake cookies and brownies and they bring them and set them out. And like I said, it's a free will donation for that stuff. So, and then of course the actual program for it is like a little newspaper for us. And this is really where we make our money for the year is on selling advertising.
Oh, yeah.
Because like I said, at $5 a head, that's not much. And you never know what the weather's going to be like. In fact, my weatherman brother, Kurt, he tells me that there's a very good chance we're going to have some heavy weather starting on the 4th of April. So we'll see how that turns out.
Well, let's hope it's not bad.
Yes, let's keep our fingers crossed. Exactly right. We had such good turnout last year that every night and on Sunday we had a full house. We're hoping we can do that again, repeat that.
That's right. So the 72nd annual Hayes play, Cloak and Dagger at the Hayes Community Hall. And what are the dates and times again?
They are April 4th, 5th, and 6th. On April 4th and 5th, that's Friday and Saturday, we start at 7 p.m. And on Sunday, the 6th, we start at 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
And like you said, $5 at the door, you can't beat that. I mean, come on, you know, $5 to see a play.
Exactly.
You know.
And get a good belly laugh.
That's right. And concessions, like you said, are free will donation. So go on out there and check it out. You did say it's like a comedy, right?
Yes, it is definitely a comedy.
Yeah, I would guess. I wasn't sure what it was about. I'm glad that you let everybody know about that.
Yeah, exactly. And the funny thing is so few people remember Casablanca that I talk to, especially younger people. Like, oh, no, I don't really know what it's about.
I've never seen it.
It's a very serious play.
Here's the thing. I just started like getting interested in the classic movies.
Yes.
I just started watching them. I'm on my phase of the old spaghetti westerns, you know, so I'm working through phases. Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen Casablanca yet.
Yeah. Well, it's should be on your list. It's the where here's Looking at You, Kid, and We'll Always Have Paris.
I'm familiar with those two lines out of that. So. Oh, yeah. So that's where it comes from. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. It was good to see you again.
Yes, thanks for having me.
And have a good one.
You bet.